I'd like to ask Vishwaroop Prabhu to please come forward, also from Bhaktivedanta Hospital.
It was our greatest fortune to have Yamuna Mataji with us. And I was looking after the support services like prasadam and clothing and so many other requirements that she had. And I could see that she was so simple, and her requirements, she was always embarrassed. Whatever we do, she would be really embarrassed. I know Maharaj said that she wanted to leave because so many devotees were serving her. And she was so grateful, so grateful. We had a great, great job in searching for her organic, you know, ahimsa clothes for her. It's a great adventure that we had. Right from Jaipur to Gujarat to all over Bombay, we searched, and finally she was very happy finally when she got that organic ahimsa cloths. We made about 6 pairs of dresses for her. She was really, really happy. And I also remember when she went from hospital, I had the fortune of accompanying her in the car, and the driver who was driving her, she had made such wonderful relations with him. He was kind of a budding devotee, and he drove her to hospitals and other places regularly, and she had such loving relationship with him that I could see what a magnanimous and large personality she was, heart-wise, to affect a very simple person like that. And while going in the car, she sang full Govindam prayers with us, right from hospital to the airport. And she made the driver also sing. We all sang together. I was feeling so fortunate that the record, the song that is such a world famous song that all of us sing, the only lady devotee whose voice is being broadcasted all over the world at 7:15 in the morning, that same lady, Mataji devotee, is singing live for us. I was saying this is the greatest of blessing of Prabhupada on us, to have such an intimate experience. Then she sang Narsingha prayers, and then she made me call His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj in the car, and she was glorifying each and every devotee in the conversation. Whatever little conversation from half the distance to the airport, she was saying, these beautiful devotees have taken such good care of me, I'm so grateful to them. And they were interacting on the phone. I was feeling very fortunate to be there. And she gave us so much of love. In the guise of having so much of fluid on her body, she let me touch her feet so many times to see the pitting edema. And it was her kindness. And she was very, very motherly, very overwhelmingly vatsalya I could feel through her. And I want to narrate to you in brief about, she didn't come, this is the first time. Before that, many years back, she had come for the first time. And she was standing in the Shikshashtakam prayers that we sing 4 times in a month, in the day, every day before the shift of service begins. And when she entered, somehow that prayer was going on, and she came, and she was simply weeping and weeping and weeping all throughout through the prayers. And then she distributed the prasadam, which we distribute after the prayers with her own hands, to all the people and employees who were there. And I remember that visit of hers, that I never saw her not crying. Constantly she was crying all throughout. When my wife would cook for her, she would eat that, and every morsel she would just close her eyes and eat and glorify, and next morsel and glorify and cry and eat and cry and eat. I remember that scene very distinctly. And that time only I had understood that this must be definitely bhav. Bhav. No, we don't know bhav, we just read in Rupa Goswami's book. But I could see personally what bhav must have been, or could have been, or maybe it is, through the personality of Yamuna Mataji. And I cannot imagine how one can be ecstatically crying every moment all throughout the number of days that she stayed. It was 2001, the time that earthquake had taken place in Gujarat, you know. And she came, and I had to leave to Gujarat for some time. But she was all the time interacting with devotees with tears in eyes. She was so appreciative of the devotees that Prabhupada's movement had created, and she was thanking Prabhupada again and again. So it was the greatest fortune of ours. We are not actually qualified, but somehow she gave us the dignity and that happiness and bliss by being there for such a long time. She stayed for 3.5 months, and there are so many details of those stay, but we had the opportunity to serve her. I remember one time somebody told her that, so Mataji, did you enjoy the prasad? So what is the meaning of enjoyment? We are never supposed to enjoy prasad. We are supposed to only serve the prasad by honoring it. Such a, you know, startling statement she made. And also another time she was so embarrassed that we are all cooking for her and so many Matajis are engaged and so many are coordinating for her. So she said, no, I will now cook myself. So we all discussed and we said, okay, let us make her comfortable. If she is so uncomfortable, our job is to make her comfortable. So she brought all the ingredients and set up a kitchen in the room. And then some Matajis who were cooking for her, they had lost their service. So they were with her to help her in cooking. And she actually demonstrated the cooking and how one should meditate deeply on Krishna's satisfaction while doing that cooking. She was demonstrating. And finally when she finished the item, she said, now offer it to Krishna and then Krishna will be very pleased. You know? But we were sure that the way she cooked it, Krishna must have honored while getting cooked only. The way she demonstrated the personal example, so beautiful it was. You know? So beautiful. And I think she presented me a grater with a rock salt in a nicely labeled, handwritten thing. And that event which Vakash Prabhu was explaining, that it's an unforgettable event, that she was so personal. She had enlisted a big list, and everybody had received handwritten, loving, small gift, most treasurable thing in our life. But more than that gift, whatever it was, the love was so overwhelming, you know, it will suffice for the whole life that she had expressed for all of us. And I will be ever grateful to Srila Prabhupada, to my Gurudev, Radhanath Maharaj and Krishna. It was an impossible thing, but at least in the end of our life, we had such close interaction and we could relish her personal association. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Jamuna Mataji ki jai.